on the menu on a Sunday morning, kind of a late Sunday morning breakfast. On the menu, French toast, homemade mulberry jelly that we've put onto the French toast. And to accompany it, I thought, this is a perfect time to try the Smoky Barn Kenyan Ndimaini AA from, well, from Smoky Barn, from Chris Queen. And I've had it as a espresso a couple of days ago. Yesterday I just was too rushed to give it full attention to do a nice flat white with it. So today it seemed perfect, and I've just pulled a really nice shot. I updosed a little bit, 19 grams. Well, I kept it like that for the espresso as well. I think it just worked well like that. It was really a beautiful, beautiful shot. Did it straight into my 6-ounce cup. Had some organic milk that I frothed. Immediately draw on it something that looks like a bit of an art, why not? And I had my first sip, and it just blew me away. All that interesting acidity is completely toned down. It was really nice in the espresso. The mouthfeel in the espresso was not as thick and rich, but that's kind of to be expected. Now, with the milk-based drink, and I'm just going to have another sip, it's just milk chocolate. It just really, the acidity kind of moves away. Maybe at the tail end, it's still a little bit there. But initially, and I must say that milk frosts really, really nicely. And if you over kind of heat the milk, then it becomes burnt and horrible. But if you froth it nicely and have these little micro bubbles there, it just brings out the sweetness in the milk as well. And with certain coffees, just blends really, really well and complements the bean itself. And this really has done that. Now, if it's an espresso, you might want to say it's a bit sharp. Well, the sharpness has gone here completely. It's a really lovely drink. It just accompanies also this breakfast. And Shirley is there. She's actually the specialist of the French toast. And I wasn't sure whether she would like that coffee, because then as espresso, I thought it was too sharp for her. She likes more kind of the chocolatey things. But I think I'm going to serve this up to her as a latte too and check back in and let you know what it's like with a bit more milk even. For now, I think my palate is really enjoying it. But the other thing I will say, well, I won't say it yet, because I mean, well, I can say that as the as a filter, and I did that a couple of days ago in the afternoon, I did a Chemex and I did an AeroPress, and I just loved it as a filter coffee, more so in the AeroPress actually than in the Chemex. In the AeroPress, the mouthfeel was more kind of there, and it's lovely. But again, I mean, I guess this is an all-rounder, but let's just wait what it's like as a latte. So I pulled another shot, which I think it just looked exquisite through the naked porter filter, still, of course, on the Smoky Barn Kenyan AA Ndimaini. And Shirley loved the Smoky Barn Purple Ribbon. What you gonna say about this? This single origin latte going in.
Let's find out.
She normally needs 3 sips, so let's just give her another couple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's lovely. It's got a lovely, complex, interesting mouthfeel. I would say it's not quite as rich as the Purple Ribbon, not quite as much of a full mouthfeel. But wow, lovely lingering aftertaste and just a beautiful... There's all smokiness and there's a chocolatiness that lingers afterwards that comes through at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Can now, I keep going?
You can keep going.
Thank you.
How does it go with your French toast, which you really did very well, I must say? Well, does it accompany it well?
A perfect companion.
Is it?
Perfect companion from French toast. French meets Kenya.
Wow, France meets Kenya.
France meets Kenya,
yeah,
thank
you. Europe, Africa. Of course, you are South African. You've got a penchant to African things.
I do.
Yeah. So this coffee... Have another sip. I'm going to say really that I also enjoyed it immensely. Mm. If I want to compare it to the Purple Ribbon, is that fair or not? I don't know. They just come from the same master roaster, Chris Quinn, who's got really kind of, well, a lot of passion for it. And he hasn't been going that long. January 2012 is when he opened his smoky barn to the world. And how does it compare? Maybe that's even not fair to do, because a single origin will always kind of be different to a few beans blended together, which are there to complement one another. And a single origin, if it's a great single origin, it just gives you complexity. Again, coming back, Shirley, you know, with the milk and, mm-hmm. the cocoa.
Yeah.
For me, this was kind of toned down a little bit. It's not got this chocolatey that Sidamo brought to the Smoky Barn Purple Ribbon. It's subdued a little bit, is it?
There's definitely a chocolatey mouthfeel, but there's also a slight sharpness up front.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in an interesting way, not in an unpleasant way. So it just adds a different dimension, but not that overly chocolatey that Sidamo has. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't like espresso pure, so you never have an espresso. It is already toned down, believe me, but it's got this kind of black currant. I can really work with black currant on this. So again, it's delicious. For me, that particular coffee, again, an all-rounder, but it really shines in the AeroPress. A beautiful, beautiful filter coffee. But again, an all-rounder.